Well, well, well. You can hear by that music that it's the holiday, most certainly. So let me explain what's going on. For the first time listeners, we are not in our studio. We are doing today's show into my phone, which I will explain where and why in a second. So it's not the same quality it normally is, but now that you know, when you hear it, you'll understand. We're just in my brother and sister-in-law's dining room doing a show. And I thought it would be fun because we were sitting around. And by the way, when I say my sister-in-law, that's Merle from Dave's. You know Dave's in Philadelphia? Hey, if you need a haircut, you gotta go to Dave's. It's right, like, in the coolest part of Center City, Philadelphia. Dave's Barbershop. But it's a really cool place. Some podcast listeners have gone in already. You'll love it. And you'll love my sister-in-law. And if you tip her good, she'll tell you some stories about me. They're all good, though. So, now I'm nervous. Does she call it Dave's Barbershop or Dave's? Maybe it's not, but it's Dave's. There's only one Dave's. There's only one Dave's. So I hope I said it right. You would think I would know, but of course now I'm recording this. I'm getting nervous. So I was sitting in the living room with everybody, and I said that there was no podcast this week. And then my sister-in-law started telling my brother that started to explain to him his inability to make a bed. I said, hold it, make a pot of coffee, let's do a podcast. I want to do this. So that's what we do. We sat in the dining room, few candles were lit, we sat around them in a tight circle, put the phone in the middle, and we talked for about 35 minutes. So there you go. Now, one quick thing before we roll it in. When I was in Chicago, which we'll get into great detail, just an awesome week in Chicago. Really, really was great. Up Comedy Club is one of the best clubs in the country. Some audience member made me a phone that you can plug into a microphone. And I want them to email me who they are. And when you email me, I'll email you back and tell you why. It was the coolest thing. It was so cool. But email me your name, and I'll email you back. You know who you are. That was awesome. So, all right. Sorry for that. Aristotle, roll in the show. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
I got it.
Where's my bronzer?
What are you looking for?
My bronzer.
I can't hear you.
My bronzer.
Bronzer? What do you need bronzer for?
Because I look like shit.
You look fine. You look good.
I look hungover from last night still.
No, you look good.
I think you should drink a little less.
Let's drink a little more.
Katie, we're going to do a podcast. I can't do it with you jumping up and down on the stick.
Do something.
The one thing about Todd is when he's in the house, all the windows are wide open.
Well, now, no, it just seems brighter.
Yeah, but at night.
But that way you can see the elephants.
Don't normal people put blinds down at night?
There's no right way. I just sort of like this.
No, it's the wrong way to keep them open.
All right, Katie, what are you doing?
It's the wrong way to keep them open at night.
Did you find your bronzer?
You shut the blinds.
Shh. Yeah. I don't mean shush to you. Shush to me.
Now, don't...
Did you find your bronzer?
Yeah, I found it.
Did you find your napkin rings?
No.
All right, we have to find the napkin rings.
I don't know where they are.
How many people use napkin rings on their Thanksgiving dinner? I'd like to take a survey of napkin rings.
I saw them in a bag. I've used them, actually.
Did Lewis stole them?
Oh, shut up!
You think my brother's business associate? Do you think Michael ate them?
We'll find them afterwards. I think they're under there, maybe. Katie.
What
are you doing?
I'm putting on my mascara. I look like shit.
Yeah. Katie, you need to have more confidence.
She already has a ton of makeup on her eyes.
The confidence is not the issue. I don't know. I think it's like pale season.
Let me see.
I just got pale.
You look great. It's all in your head. It's all in your head. But we do want to start this, so.
All right, I'm here.
No. We're waiting for you to leave.
Oh. I have to go?
Well, you don't have to go, but if you're going, like, how much longer are you going to be here?
Like a minute or two?
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. We want to start, so we don't.
You want to just, before we start, you just want to make some phone calls? This is business.
I'm waiting on Lindsay.
Did you put your blanket and pillow downstairs?
No.
All right,
let's go.
I can just be late.
No. This is going to be a while.
You can't just walk in and...
Yeah, I'm not uninviting you. I'm just saying that if you're leaving anyway, we're just sort of hanging. But you don't have to hurry out. But if we weren't doing anything right now, how much longer would it be till you left anyway?
Only 5 minutes.
All right, so we'll just talk, and then when you leave, we'll start it. It'll be just easier that way.
What do we talk about?
Do you want me to leave it on right now, and do you want to talk, and then we'll do a pre-show?
Let's do a pre-show.
Well, we're 3 minutes into it. Everyone knows about your bronzer, Katie.
Do I look more bronzed? Do I look like a lot? I feel like I'm dead.
Live from... That was the opening. It's the Todd Glass Thanksgiving Extravaganza! Tonight, for just a little bit of time, Katie Glass, Merrill Glass, and my brother Spencer Glass.
Hello.
Can I do my Superman opening at some point in the show?
Yes.
Can I Snapchat this?
No, we were recording you with your bronzer. Now, all my listeners know how obsessed you are with bronzer.
I'm sorry, they don't get it because they live in California.
How do you know they don't get it?
They get to tan every day.
What if my listeners are going, oh my God, thank God somebody understands bronzer like that.
You did a bronzer refresh.
All right, well, listen, we're gonna pause this and let you, but is there anything you want to say?
Can I Snapchat this?
Why can't you do this? Like, you're that disconnected. You go, I want to do the podcast. What, and then I want to Snapchat it. Like, just involve yourself with the podcast. It's Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
What are you thankful for? I know it's a very cliche thing to do, but let's start that way, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll talk about this. By the way, this all started because I was in my living room with my brother and my sister-in-law, Merrill, and we talked about that it was a smooth Thanksgiving. We wish that we could have, we'll talk about that another time. But then my brother said... it was really smooth, except for something about a pillowcase. Now talk about a tease. We're not going to find out. There was something that my brother's saying everything was smooth, great Thanksgiving, except the one pillowcase thing.
maybe not that smooth.
Yeah, except for smooth in different ways. I would imagine that you didn't smooth out the pillowcase the way Merle wanted you to. Is there something like that?
Well, you just ruined the story.
No.
They don't know what the details of it are. Shh. That's all. That's the tease. That's how this all... Because I said we're not going to do a podcast. And then they started to tell me about this pillowcase thing. Let me make it clear. So my brother goes, this was a great Thanksgiving. Everything went really smooth. Dinner was really good. He goes, the only one sort of drama you could say was about this thing about a pillowcase. I go, we're doing a podcast. Then Katie was lingering around.
With her boots.
Here's Katie walking through the house. It's like Clydesdale got loose in the house. A Clydesdale that needs bronzer. So now we're doing a pre-show before we get to the meat of the show because you wanted to be a little part of it and you're going out with some friends tonight.
Correct.
You're in Newtown. Where are we at now?
Newtown.
I know we're
not Newton.
But I say the other one that's near Paoli by accident.
That's not Newtown Square. This is Newtown Bucks.
So we'll go around, we'll say what we're thankful for, and that'll be the opening, and then we'll take a break, and we'll come back. So, Katie, what are you thankful for?
Thankful that I'm an American, that I live in America. That's a big one.
Great. You know what? I hope my listeners don't cry when they hear that, because that was very emotional.
I'm thankful that I'm cute. That gets me by.
Oh, Jesus. This is embarrassing. What kind of thing is that? It's like not even nice. It's like, thank God I'm cute. I'm thankful I'm cute.
I'm thankful I'm not in Ferguson.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, jeez.
I am thankful for what I have, for what God gave me.
All right. Thank you. Hey, Merle.
I'm thankful that you're here and all the light bulbs are dulled and that.
I almost shit a little. You go, I'm thankful all the light bulbs are dulled. She means that they don't have them bright because they... My listeners know. They're like,
oh, they
you
know
went out...
Well,
of course
you.
They do. Of course they do. And Spencer?
I'm thankful that it's 35 degrees here in Newtown and you didn't open all the windows.
I know. God, I walked
I
out...
I am getting hot.
I went out
because you're cute.
Yeah, I went outside today for 1 second. I was walking outside, and Spencer, I hear him from the other room.
No, 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 no! You're not opening the door. No, no, no! And I was like, no, I'm just going outside.
All right, so listen, we're gonna take a break. Oh, we're gonna take a break, and we're gonna say goodbye to Katie. Aristotle, why don't you bring in a little music right now? A little Christmas festive music. Ah, there it goes. There it goes. I like
we
it.
We could sing something.
But we can do that when we come back.
I'm going to put the Christmas music
no,
on.
No, hold on, hold on. Aristotle's got it all covered. He already started. We're hearing it right now as we speak. It's layered in. And then we'll be right back right after this. Oh, Aristotle, I like your choice of music. And then it fades out. All right, so... Like I said before, we were in the living room talking about this Thanksgiving, that it was pretty much smooth overall, not a lot of drama, but I'm very curious to hear, so what happens with the pillowcases? And when is this, this happens?
This was Tuesday? The weekend? It was the weekend, it was Sunday. Okay, it was Sunday.
And this is Spencer talking right now, and over here is Merle. I think we all know that.
All right, so... Merle gets real crazy about how things are for you, Todd.
So
everything has
down.
To be perfect.
That is not how it is. Do I always have my pillowcases ironed?
We're not at that part of the story yet.
Yeah, you have to.
We have to build into
you
the story.
You iron your pillowcases?
Doesn't everyone?
No, but you know what? They probably look nice that way.
They Thanks. Fit crisp. You have to have a crisp one.
Wow. I'm not going to argue with you. Like in a hotel, you're right. Yeah. It looks... Okay,
no, so Merrill asked him to make a nice bed.
Hold on. So Merrill asked me to take off the sheets, and we wash the sheets, we dry the sheets, and the dryer buzzer goes off. So Merrill says, take the sheets and the pillowcases out of the dryer and so you can make the bed. So I'm taking them out, and she says, don't crinkle them. So I don't know about my crinkling them. I just take them out. And she says... I want you to go upstairs and smooth them out. And I said,
"I am not." This time.
I am not.
You have to talk loud.
I am not smoothing out pillowcases. So she gets real upset with me. I only ask you to do one thing.
Yeah, make a nice bed.
That second.
That's not.
Was
that's
the
not
one thing,
sloppy.
And I said, I am not smoothing out pillowcases. So she gets really, really upset with me and says, all right, then I'll do it. I'll do everything. Well, why can't you just do it? And finally, I just had to say, because in my head, I'm thinking of what this action is going to look like. And I can't see myself smoothing out pillowcases.
Right.
Because it's so sissy-like. Because I'm just picturing myself with my pinky fingers up and the digits of my other fingers, you know, delicately smoothing out these pillowcases. And I'm like, no, not me. Not me.
Well, here's the thing. First of all, I love that this is all the weirdest thing, STEM. I can just picture. I'm not smoothing. But I know, I have to admit, like, first of all, I don't think that means Spencer's pretty helpful. Would you say overall?
No.
Oh, well, we'll edit that out.
wait, I have a list. I have a list.
But let me get to the pillowcases thing real quick. I do know what you mean. I never ironed a pillowcase, but I'm not going to make fun of you for doing it because I like when things look crisp and neat.
Right.
I do. I get them out of the dryer, and you do have to quickly take your hands.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but if he doesn't know that, I don't think that makes him. No, like what I do is
I didn't want to do it.
He knew what to do. First of all, he was cranky that he had to do an extra job.
Well, they still have a little heat on them. If you put them on the bed right away and just take your hands and go...
Exactly.
Yeah, and then you shove the pillow in there. I know what you're talking about. But you shove the pillow...
Like ironing them.
The act of shoving the pillow in the pillowcase smooths it out.
No, not the end.
How'd your bed look, Todd?
It looked great, actually.
Well, no, guess totally who made it?
So I went back and smoothed it out.
First of all, I already said, in case you're wondering, and I think the people that listen to the podcast know, this house is a great energy. Like, it's the right amount of chaos. It is some chaos, but sometimes the chaos, I can handle it, you know, but like, but it feels good. Everything's nice. It's very taken care of. And but I thought the bed looked good last night when I got into
because
it.
Because I smoothed it out.
Yeah, I mean,
what did you smooth out?
The pillowcases.
Aside from the pillowcases, Todd, how did your bed look?
Everything looked great. I thought it was comfortable, and you had a little fan heater next to the bed.
Did you use it?
I did a little bit.
Oh,
I did a little bit.
Did you open the windows?
I didn't. I usually do, but I didn't. But it was comfortable in here last night. I did turn the heat up 1 degree. Oh, that's a rarity.
Oh, only because I drop it at night. I didn't.
You drop what?
The heat.
What do you drop the heat down to?
Like 66.
And why are you saying that so low?
Because I know people think, oh my God, 66!
She brought me a really heavy sweatshirt for my birthday.
To wear in bed so you're not cold?
Yes.
I get really hot at night. I have a heat thing at night.
Who's cheaper, you or Meryl?
Meryl.
But you know what? I will say this. Like, you guys have made a lot of good choices in life to enjoy life. Don't you think? Like, you didn't overspend. And although at times you might be on completely different pages, I do reference both of you on the podcast a lot because I look at your lives like you have no mortgage payment.
I wanted a Jeep.
Is that true?
Yes.
And she won't let you get one?
She wouldn't let me get the Jeep.
What type of Jeep?
The gas Wrangler. Guzzlers.
A four-door?
No, a two-door.
Why won't you let...
They're terrible on gas.
They are terrible on gas.
It's embarrassing to have it in front of your house.
It's not embarrassing. It's cool.
You don't have gas guzzler in front of your house.
It's embarrassing?
Because it shows you don't care about the environment.
The economy.
Well, both.
The price of gas.
It's all about that.
I got to tell you, hold on 1 second. We'll take a break. Aristotle, bring in some music. Is that Christmas music? Okay, we'll be right back with more of this, whatever we call it. All right. So now we just took a break because I don't know how long I can record on my phone. So we've been like about every 8-9 minutes, we take a little break. But hasn't Aristotle done a great job of stringing these together? Thank you. He appreciates it. And what a cool name, Aristotle, isn't it?
Yeah, very fancy.
Very stoic.
Can you spell it?
Aristotle. A-R-S is what I put.
There you go.
A-R-S. How do you spell Aristotle?
A-R-I-S-T-O-T-L-E.
Sounds right to me.
All right, so that's the teacher part of me that isn't allowed to get the G.
Okay. So, my brother's a teacher, but everybody knows that too, I bet. So, what if you really wanted a Jeep? What do you do in a relationship?
You decide that you'd rather be happy than right, and you get a RAV4.
Well, that one got 22 miles to the gallon. The other one got like 15, well, 12.
Meryl decided I had to make a statement of economy because I'm a teacher, but I don't quite get the connection.
There's nobody pulling up to a school with a big gas-guzzling car. It's a bad statement.
And which school have you pulled up to lately?
I've never seen a teacher drive a car that was a gas-guzzler like that.
What cars do you... Do the cars you see say, I'm a teacher,
ridiculous.
Look at my economy?
I admire you, Meryl, because you care. I really do. Like, that's forward thinking of you. But it's funny that you do say, like, things that, like, I've never seen a teacher pull up. Because you want that to be the truth.
No, teachers are very into the environment. They're very into the environment.
Says who?
They are. Teachers care about the environment.
Which teachers care? Most of us don't care about the environment.
No, they all do.
Well, you care about the environment. You're just probably being like,
I teach the kids that they should care about the environment so I don't have to worry about it and get my Jeep.
But you didn't want a four-door Jeep?
No, I just wanted to, I don't have any kids or pets to haul around.
Yeah, that was too big, and that was real.
All right, so Merle says that you don't do anything. I said, well, you're pretty helpful. You know, you share the chores of the house like any couple should, obviously.
No, I do 80% of them.
Because it's not good if a guy gets credit for like, oh, isn't he helpful? It's like, yeah, that's what you do. You're in a relationship. You both share all the chores. It's not 1950. Most of my friends, that's how it is. But you were the one saying Spencer didn't do anything. He didn't say he minded do anything. You're just saying he didn't. So you wanted me to see this list.
Well, before I take out the list, okay. I wanted to make a recommendation to a lot of the guys out there, because I would imagine that most spouses would say to the man, you don't do anything. So one day I decided to actually make a list of what I did do. Now, I'll give Merle credit. She does do the majority of the jobs around the house. Just in fairness, and so that what I now will tell you is legitimate. So I decided I'd make a list. And I told Merle I had a list, but the key is don't let them see the list. Just let them know you have a list. And then they stop telling you that you don't do anything. So I do have a list.
You don't need everyone to know the stuff. Your chores, no one is interested.
Are you? No, yes they are. Are you producing this?
So
I'm interested. I'm going to show Todd. Wait, first I'm going to show Todd the list.
Oh my god.
When is this from? One day?
No.
This is weekly and occasionally.
Clean bathroom.
Oh, but
mop
just a
floor.
Slop of jobs. Slop.
Merle, please don't interrupt.
I have to go over and detail his work all the time.
Okay, so I'll read it quickly, then we can go back and you tell us why he doesn't. White. You know. Yeah, be honest. Like, if there's something he does great, you're like, he's good at that. But let me go through. Cleaning the bathroom.
Horrible.
Why is it horrible?
He doesn't detail. He doesn't get the corners.
Okay. Mop the floor.
Wipe.
Is he good at it?
With a paper towel?
No. What floors does he wipe? He wipes all these
floors. No, he doesn't.
Floors.
I do all these floors.
With the Swifter.
Oh, the Swifter. He doesn't do that good? Be honest.
Oh, with the Swifter, I go back behind in my pickup choices.
Okay. How about clean dinner dishes?
Yeah, he does that. Yeah, he's pretty very good at that.
Yeah.
He's good at housekeeping.
Fold laundry.
He does do that.
Okay. Move heavy things.
He moves nothing.
Who moved the leaf on the table?
And by the way, he's talking about a leaf that flew in from outside.
The leaf of a teak table, 50 pounds.
He did do that. Okay, move heavy things.
That's a joke. Not the gardening stuff, not dirt, pots and plants.
Right.
I move heavy things.
What she doesn't.
Okay, bank statement. What is that?
I have to do the bank statements every month. Three accounts.
Nobody cares about that.
Okay, fill out forms.
What? Every form that comes in this house, I have to do all the paperwork.
Hey, you know what? That's not to be laughed at.
Paperwork, he does that good.
To know someone that'll do that?
He does all paperwork.
I send all my stuff to Dana.
Yeah.
Because it gives me a headache.
Yeah, it gives me a headache.
Oh, Jesus. I think everything's coming from the government. Because that's what they do. These places trick you. They make you try to look up from the government. Clean the basement. Well, that's where you spend most of your time.
Right. I still do it.
Yeah. Comcast. What do you do? Install your own cable?
I think we have to call Comcast every time there's a problem.
Okay, you know what? That's like paperwork.
Last time was 3 hours, and I'm not exaggerating.
No. I have a story about Comcast. I'll tell you later. Acme. What's that?
Whenever she needs something extra, I have to go get it at the Acme.
Oh, if I forgot something on a big order, he'll go and get one thing.
Okay, driving?
Wherever we go, I have to drive.
Is that true?
I guess.
Okay. Trash.
I do the trash.
Oh, God.
Straighten up the kitchen.
Always. Merle is a very not good straighten-upper.
Yeah. Empty the dishwasher.
Always.
Coffee.
Every day.
He's good
at occasional. Clean up after dinner parties. He did do that today. We had Thanksgiving dinner here. That's why this is a Thanksgiving episode. This is...
These are just occasional.
This is ridiculous that this is all.
Well, by the way, he's not saying he does it all. He's just saying, you know, I do some things. Clean the garage. You won't let him.
Oh, God. It's the dirtiest.
Who made it dirty?
Well, that's your fault, Merle.
That's Merle's toy box.
Heavy gardening?
Yeah, because whenever she goes outside and wants to plant something or dig a hole or move
God.
A pot.
I hire people out on that all the time. That is such a lie.
Well, maybe I wrote this list before you started hiring people.
How
Oh, you've been holding
this
list?
Yeah, by the way, this
list. Wait, he's been holding this list? You saved
last time you told me I didn't do anything, I wrote the list.
Well, I have had a gardener for like 3 years. You've been holding on to your list?
You've had this list for 3 years?
Yeah.
And wait, well, here's what I want to do. What do you mean by, you shovel the snow?
I have to shovel all the snow.
People.
And for the dog.
But I thought you had you have a guy
that just started now. Just now. Oh. The last 25 years of me.
Wait, before you had someone that plowed the driveway with
a
truck. You
know, I did.
No, wait. We had the worst shovel job in the neighborhood. When I used to take a walk and I would walk around, his path was so skinny.
But it was done
first.
You
could only do 1 foot at a time. It had not.
By the way, hold on. For anybody that doesn't live where it gets snowy, I'm sure most of our listeners know, but I know exactly what Merle means. I have to admit, by the way, if I was doing it, I'd probably do it like Spencer. But there's something cool when you see a home and the whole sidewalk is like done neatly.
That's all the neighbors are done.
But Merle's saying that Spencer does such a like a narrow that if you have to walk by their house, you have to put one foot in front of the other.
One thing, Todd, you knowing me and Merle, who exaggerates in this relationship?
Merle.
Wait, true or false, do you clean the tops of the cars?
No.
That's against the law. So that just shows you how it is. Every neighbor cleans
the tops of the cars.
But hold on, Spencer, and I don't mean to be a dick about this, but I do have to report you on that.
Because
my job as a podcaster.
Yes.
You're not clear. As a podcaster, I have a responsibility.
Yes.
I have to report you. It's against the law. Merle's right. So I don't know what to do. I don't know if I can finish this podcast.
Can I have my list back?
No. I'll tell you what we're going to do. It's going to make a wonderful 8-minute segment. I want to spend 8 minutes on the garage specifically.
The garage is a nightmare.
And I want to talk about it.
All right.
Because I know you have, it's a lot of contention with the both of you, right?
The garage is an issue.
Yes, okay. We have our $40,000 car outside and our $40 worth of Merle shit
car.
In the garage.
We have, that's the joke.
All right, listen. We're going to come back. We're going to wrap it up and talk about the garage Thanksgiving special episode.
And a G.
Oh, guess what I just realized? Did I give your address on the opening?
Yeah, now we're going to get robbed.
No, why not go right to the worst thing?
Our $5,000 car.
Yeah. okay, so we'll be... do I hear music coming in? Oh, I do hear music coming in. That means we'll be right back. All righty. We're back. This is the last one. So anyway, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Hope you had a good time. So I think it's important because it's Thanksgiving to talk about your garage.
Oh, absolutely.
Merle says there's nothing to talk about.
Oh, there's something to talk about.
We cleared it all out with the last garage sale.
Can you pull a car in there?
No.
Do you want to pull?
You can barely pull a bike in there.
There's problems because of how much shit we have. Then I was going to get rid of all the stuff and have another garage sale, but then Spencer didn't want me to have a garage sale. He said he would pay me $100 not to.
Well, I got to admit. Hey, look. If somebody wants to have a garage sale and they have fun and they make a little money, but it's also part of I don't want to be one of those people that goes, "Why would anybody have a garage sale?"
Wait. She wanted to have her garage sale in another neighborhood 10 miles away. And haul it there.
Oh, that's by the way.
No, they do really good advertising against hundreds
of people. Listen, even if it was in your neighborhood, let's start with that. If somebody wants to do it, I'm fine. If a couple both wants to have a garage sale, I wouldn't argue with them. Do what you want. But if you're asking me, I got to agree. I'll give you $100 not to have it. Because people, like, you know, unless you're going to make money, maybe somebody's trying to take a trip. There's always exceptions, some exceptions. Somebody goes, "We made $1,200, $1,300 on our garage sale." And that's different. But you know, for you guys, what were you going to make with the shit in your garage?
$12 or $13.
Right.
Some good stuff in there now.
Hold on. Right. We're pausing. Go get one thing. We paused, by the way, we did, honestly, and Meryl said she was going to just tell us about it. So what was your high-end item?
Well,
I
didn't realize how much money people pay for clothing. And I had we were going to give away all this clothing, and I started counting it up at like $3-$4 a piece of clothing. It was adding up to a lot of money.
How much?
A lot.
Like 1,000?
No, but like...
Oh, like 500?
With all the
stuff 200?
In there.
I'm just playing.
Yeah,
I know.
All the stuff in in there and all the shoes and everything.
$20.
No way. There is so much clothes.
$20.
We were going to just give them away. Which
I'm wearing
a
Lacoste sweater that I got at a yard sale for $1.
Right.
How much is she going to make?
Right. He said that today. Like, and Katie,
hold on.
Katie, well, what do you think? You're going to overcharge people? Is that how your garage sale is going to be so popular? Katie got a Banana Republic jacket,
yeah.
A really cool, a really cool looking jacket. And I'm like, Katie, that's a cool jacket today. And you said, how much was it?
I think she paid 10 or 20. I can't
$10.
Remember.
$10, don't lie. 10. You knew exactly what
it
was.
She might have paid more.
No, she didn't.
$10.
She said 10, too.
She has 2 45-year-old sleds in the garage that were her cousin's that she will not let me get rid of.
They look good.
Should we talk about the flat hose?
Wait. Tell me the truth. No, don't try to be funny.
About the flat
don't
hose.
Try to be funny because we're recording it. What is there? There is a flat. Tell me the story because there's a hose in there that I think the last time I was here, I said,
well,
Merle.
What do you do if there's a drought? There's a drought. You need that hose.
We've been living here for 25 years.
There was
She's
one
had it for 12.
Drought, and
she never
I
used
out.
It.
No, I did on the drought.
She never
I had
used
to connect
it.
Them all for the garden. It
yeah, but it's,
the garden.
It's the hose. I thought it had a hole in it.
Yeah, they have all those tiny little holes, so they let the water out slowly.
But she never used it.
I did on the drought.
When was the drought?
Well, Pete threw it away. He threw them away.
After 10 years of you not using
well,
it.
Now
let me tell you something. You're not a hoarder, Merle, because your house is very actually
oh,
organized.
Oh, she's one broken synapse away.
In the garage only. Well, that was because I
wouldn't
was
you love
get rid
to pull your
the-
car in there?
No.
You I wouldn't,
well, what
especially
about
if I could get a Jeep.
No. You have room in your garage if you're super organized to have a reasonable amount of stuff in there, right?
That is Merle's trash can.
You could hang bikes up in there. You have shelves on the side. You could have stuff in your garage and still pull your car in. Can I tell you, ask you a question? Because I've talked about this on my podcast and you guys can give me an answer. Why does everybody not in Philadelphia, everybody, especially when you can get it in your car, have a car that starts from your house? It just... To me, here's what would happen. For the first 3 years, maybe you're married, you think, we should get that. And then 10 years passes, you're like, whatever. But the story should be, yeah, remote starter. So when you can walk out on a bitter cold day, your car's warm, the snow melts off of it if you leave it running for, 20 minutes. Or at least if it doesn't melt, you can push it off.
I know, they're only like $200 now. I know, we had it
on had one, but then we sold that car.
What car?
On the Highlander.
And didn't you love it?
I did.
And you don't have it now. That's crazy.
The only
to me.
Thing is, you have to remember to turn the heat on full when you come home.
Right. So when you start it from
otherwise,
outside.
You go in and it's 30 degrees out and it's 27 degrees in your car.
Right. Even on that shitty day when you forget, it still gets warm in 30 seconds because the heat's ready to go. But
depends.
I know what you mean. Oh, you're right. It doesn't melt off though.
Right.
Well,
but the garage is a disgrace.
Can we take some pictures of it and put it on my Facebook page?
We have to just take them all to the Goodwill and get rid of all that stuff.
That's what she says with every bag that's in there.
Well, we did at a couple years ago. We cleared everything out. It was gorgeous.
Everything is one bag of Goodwill. I
what
can't
do you
let
do
that
with,
go.
Wait, what do you do with bikes, camping gear,
get,
garden
stop it.
Stuff?
Stop gardening.
All the bridge chairs. All the big party stuff.
Bridge chairs? What is what?
When
what
you
are
have
you,
a big
pinochle
party.
Parties?
When you have a big party, you need 20 chairs.
We have a poor family living in the garage.
Okay.
What do you do with all that stuff?
Now listen.
What do you do with all the big tables?
You hang them
the
on the walls.
Party,
you
can, all 20 chairs?
Yes.
All
you hang,
the bikes?
You can hang all that stuff on the walls. You can have
a lot
of stuff
of
in
hanging.
There.
And then if it's so much trouble to get the bikes, you're not going to bike.
How about, what do you do with the pot that you've had in there for 30 years you haven't used that you might use? The waffle iron... all the old appliances,
I got rid of all
camping
them.
Gear. We haven't camped in
Tyler
30 years.
Tyler goes camping.
Then Tyler should take it to his house.
I don't know what you do with all that stuff.
Old fencing, old floors.
You have to have backup floors. What if your tile chips? You have to have that.
What?
That's what Home Depot is for.
Extra tile and extra... Flooring. If something happens, you need backup stuff. We have a lot of
backup stuff.
Do you have an earthquake kit?
Absolutely.
No, you don't.
She has bottles of water
you
all over the place.
You have to have your bottles of water and your peanut butter and your tuna fish.
For what?
Because we lose electricity. Oh.
But not earthquakes. Here. You know, you don't have earthquakes.
No, you have earthquakes in California. We have power outages. You have to have your provisions.
Well, everybody,
stock up on your provisions.
If we lose our power, we can go in the garage and we can live there for a month.
Right.
We with have a flat hose and two sleds. But we could tie the sleds together with a flat hose. And maybe we could, like, take a trip to the supermarket to get more milk and bread.
Wait, what's in your provisions right now?
Well, to be honest, I got a little nervous a year ago because I heard some guy at the gym go, you know there's another earthquake coming, so, you know, get ready. He goes, you shouldn't live in fear. He goes, but you should be ready. So I went out and bought two cases of water. That's because I say water. And I got some matches. And I had an old radio that I bought, like, just a radio, because someone said, have a radio, put batteries in it. The batteries aren't in the radio. They're in a plastic bag. Someone said, seal them just in case it gets wet, that your batteries. And I have some matches. I have a few, like, stick candles. I just did this, and a battery, and I have it all, like, wrapped up together, you know?
Could you use a sled in a sleeping bag?
No. But I will tell you this. Here's the problem. Somebody said, put... You know, like you just said, peanut butter in there, some jelly, some granola bars. I tried it, but here's the problem. I came home at night late, and I started eating my earthquake food. And my new life was going to the supermarket every 3 days and placing my earthquake food. So I don't have any earthquake food in there now. And I know it's bad, but I just won't. I'll
Why
eat it.
Why don't you get something you don't like well, astronaut food. They sell at REI or
that's
something.
That's what somebody said. They go, get at least something that you won't be tempted to go into.
Yeah,
and I might do that.
It's tuna fish. You're not going to be eating your...
Yeah. Well, I don't know. But anyway, all right. Well, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving, Jake Adams. Happy Thanksgiving, Aristotle.
Don't eat
happy
your
Thanksgiving, Tom Martin. Happy Thanksgiving. Giving sensitive, happy Thanksgiving, Katie.
Happy Thanksgiving, Homer Simpson.
Chris Hardwick. Happy Thanksgiving to Chris Burden and Preston. And happy Thanksgiving to the most important person, Joe. That's right, Joe. Lyricist Joe.
That's your most important person, not your mother.
Well, no, in family, happy Thanksgiving, of course. I'm talking about at the podcast. Happy Thanksgiving to my mom. Happy Thanksgiving, Steve. Happy Thanksgiving to Michael. Happy Thanksgiving to Corey.
All right,
happy
boring.
Thanksgiving to Wendy. Happy Thanksgiving to Tyler. Happy
boring.
Thanksgiving to Katie. Happy Thanksgiving to Aaron. Happy Thanksgiving to Sammy.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, as my nephew used to say, Tyler. I know I forgot someone, and I'm going to feel like shit later, but... happy Thanksgiving, Kara. Happy Thanksgiving, little Steve. Happy Thanksgiving to Ruth Palladino. Happy Thanksgiving to Amanda.
And
happy
Piscatelli.
Vinny Piscatelli, Joyce. Happy Thanksgiving to the Foy Gang. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. And to you people that are listening right now. Okay? All righty. Aristotle, why don't we bring in a little music? And goodbye. Have a Merry Thanksgiving.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.